Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mind Over Markets. Updated edition by James F. Dalton is a practical guide to reading auction market behavior through market profile and market-generated information. Rather than treating price charts as static patterns, the book frames markets as ongoing auctions where participants continuously test value, accept or reject prices, and rotate between balance and imbalance. The updated edition is widely associated with Dalton's work as a trader and educator, translating professional concepts such as value area, point of control, initial balance, and day types into a structured approach for day traders and active swing traders. A central focus is learning to organize market activity in context, what the market is trying to do today, how it differs from yesterday, and which participants are likely in control. The result is a decision framework that emphasizes preparation, risk definition, and scenario planning over prediction. Readers come away with a language for market structure and a repeatable way to connect narrative, levels, and execution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the auction market lens and why structure matters. A core idea in the book is that markets function like auctions. Price moves to facilitate trade, searching for areas where buyers and sellers agree on value and moving away when agreement breaks down. This perspective replaces the urge to forecast with the discipline to observe. Instead of asking where price must go, the trader asks what the market is advertising and whether that advertisement is being accepted. In practical terms, this leads to interpreting two broad regimes. Balance is when the market is building value, rotating within a range, and rewarding responsive activity. Imbalance is when the market is discovering new value, trending, and rewarding initiative activity that can push price away from prior acceptance. Dalton's framework helps traders label what kind of day is unfolding and what behavior is likely to follow. The payoff is not a magic signal, but clarity. Structure provides context for entries, targets, and risk. When you can define where the auction is in relation to prior value and current participation, you can plan trades as responses to information, not impulses. That mindset reduces noise, improves consistency, and makes results more attributable to process. Secondly, market profile essentials, value, time, and distribution. The book teaches market profile as a way to organize market activity into distributions that reveal where trade is occurring and where it is not. Concepts like value area and point of control help identify the prices where the most business has been done, which often become reference points for future decisions. Equally important are low volume areas and single prints, which can suggest rejection, poor structure, or zones that may be revisited if the market seeks unfinished business. The emphasis is not on the graphic itself, but on what the distribution implies about participation and acceptance. A well-formed distribution may indicate a relatively orderly auction, while a stretched or multiple distribution profile can signal trend or a transition day where value is migrating. By comparing today's developing profile to prior sessions, traders can infer whether value is being built higher, lower, or staying the same, and what that implies for continuation or rotation. This topic also reinforces that profile is an organizing tool, not a standalone system. It becomes powerful when combined with clear references, session-to-session comparison, and disciplined trade management around the levels the profile highlights. Thirdly, day types and scenario planning for intraday decision-making. A practical contribution of Dalton's approach is the classification of day types and the use of scenarios before the session begins. Rather than reacting to every tick, traders prepare a short list of if-then expectations based on where the market opens relative to prior value, how the initial balance forms, and whether early activity shows initiative or responsive behavior. Day types such as normal, normal variation, trend, neutral, and double distribution provide a template for recognizing what is happening in real time and avoiding mismatched tactics. For example, balance-oriented tactics that fade extremes can work during rotational conditions, but may be dangerous when a trend day is developing. Conversely, trend following requires a different mindset around pullbacks, risk placement, and holding winners. The book encourages using the initial balance as an early information window, expansion beyond it, failure back into it, and tempo changes can all indicate who is gaining control. The goal is to build a repeatable process, define key references, anticipate a few likely paths, and update the plan as new information arrives. This reduces emotional trading and improves the trader's ability to act decisively when the market presents an edge. Fourthly, finding trade opportunities with objective references. Another major theme is transforming analysis into tradable ideas by anchoring decisions to objective references derived from market-generated information. Rather than trading vague feelings, the trader works with clearly defined levels such as prior value area high and low, point of control, session highs and lows, gaps and areas of rejection or excess. These references serve multiple purposes. They help frame directional bias, identify locations where the auction may respond, and provide logical areas for risk definition. The book's style emphasizes location and context. A long trade near the lower edge of value in a balanced market is a different proposition than a long trade late in a trend after extended range expansion. By using references, traders can map potential trade locations, decide whether they expect continuation or rotation, and size risk appropriately. Importantly, the approach encourages waiting for the market to confirm acceptance or rejection around a level rather than assuming it will hold. This can be implemented through observing how price behaves around value boundaries, whether responsive activity appears, and whether the market can migrate value. The outcome is a structured method for entries and exits that improves accountability and supports post-trade review. Lastly, trader mindset, discipline, and building a professional routine, mind over markets, is also about how traders think and behave under uncertainty. The title points to the mental side of executing a plan built on market-generated information. Even with strong references and scenarios, a trader can sabotage results through overtrading, revenge trading, or switching frameworks mid-session. Dalton's approach promotes a professional routine, pre-session preparation, identification of key levels, formulation of scenarios, and post-session review to refine decision-making. A key psychological benefit of using an auction framework is that it normalizes not knowing. You do not need certainty, only a process for interpreting information and managing risk. The book implicitly supports skills like patience to wait for location, flexibility to change bias when evidence changes, and humility to accept small losses as business expenses. It also encourages separating analysis from execution so that trades are entered for planned reasons and managed consistently. Over time, this routine can help traders develop confidence grounded in preparation rather than hope. The result is a mindset that aligns with professional trading, define risk first, act when conditions match your plan, and measure success by process quality as much as profit and loss. In conclusion, this book is best for active traders who want a structured way to read intraday context, especially futures and index traders who benefit from session-based references. It also fits swing traders who want clearer levels and better timing by understanding how value shifts from one session to the next. Readers who enjoy purely indicator-driven systems may find it demanding because it asks you to think in terms of market behavior, not signals. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It strengthens decision-making under uncertainty. By focusing on preparation, scenario planning, and objective references, the approach can reduce impulsive trades and replace stress with a repeatable routine. Even outside trading, learning to interpret evolving information and act with defined risk is a transferable skill. Compared with similar trading books, Mind Over Market stands out for its coherent framework and vocabulary that professional traders use to describe what the market is doing. It does not promise easy profits. It teaches how to organize information so you can trade with context, manage risk logically, and review performance systematically. That combination of structure, practicality, and process focus makes it worth buying for traders committed to improving their craft. If you would like to support James FF Dalton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.